There were 30 named storms in last year's Atlantic hurricane season, which gave the world yet another reason to chalk up 2020 as a disaster.
We begin with breaking news tonight from the Gulf Coast. Hurricane Hannah slamming into the Texas shore.
Teddy, it's a big boy this afternoon. Winds now up to 140 miles per hour.
Overnight, the slow-moving Hurricane Sally grinding toward shore.
For the National Hurricane Center and its director, Ken Graham, it was historic.
What a record. A record season. The most we've recorded in 170 years of record keeping.
In fact, there were so many storms that the usual list of alphabetized names for storms was too short.
We have a list that rotates every 6 years, so that's a standing list that repeats. So if we run out of names, it only happened twice, 2005 and 2020.
Forecasters turned then to the Greek alphabet.
So we had alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, all in a row, and we had iota.
Not one iota of difference between one storm and another, it would seem, after a while, but the names got confusing, and people started mixing up the storms.
Some of those were very difficult to translate into other languages. In our region, we have French, we have Portuguese, Spanish, and English. You know, those names have to be as pronounceable as we can in all the languages, not offensive in any language, and really we don't want any of those to have any alternate meanings.
A difficult challenge. On the advice of the World Meteorological Organization, Greek letters will no longer be used to name hurricanes. Forecasters this year will have a supplemental list of names to choose from Adria to Will, just in case.